Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just had one of the most annoying first world problems happen to me, and it's something that really makes my blood boil, gets my blood pressure up, and now my hand hurts because I was pounding so hard on something.
What did I do this time?
Nothing to do with you. You're not my first world problem, but the snack machine's downstairs.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. So our Coke machine here irritates me to begin with because they almost never seem to accept my change or my dollar bills, but they've conveniently added a credit card charge now, but you pay instead of a dollar and a quarter, which was a lot to begin with for a Coke. It's $1.50 if you use your credit card.
Wow.
So I try not to use my credit card, but today I have no $1 bills because I'm a dad and everyone steals my money out of my wallet.
I would have lent you dollars.
I wish I had, because I went and I used my credit card and I swiped and I wanted a Pepsi. So I pressed the Pepsi button and nothing came out. And it said, please select another product. And I'm like, okay, I'll get a Coke. I'm not that picky. Mm-hmm. So I hit the Coke and it says, products vended two, $3. And I'm like, I didn't get two products. I got one. You told me it wasn't available. So you sent me to another and now you charged me for a second one. What kind of scam is this?
Vending machine AIs. Can't trust them.
Is that even real down there? Because it looks like somebody just duct taped a credit card reader on the front of an old vending machine.
My identity is probably in the Ukraine already right now.
Yeah, it just
being sold to Joe Biden's son.
Yeah.
So now I got a Coke that cost me $3, and I'm like, I lose my temper when this happens. I really do. I wanted to beat the machine to death, but they've made them so that they kind of hurt when you punch them. So I quit doing that pretty quickly because my hand hurts.
You know what? They should just strap boxing gloves on the side so you can like just put those on.
Well, or
have at it.
Even if there was some directions on what to do if you get scammed, because I see people put Post-it notes on ours all the time.
Well, you can go to the HR department, and they will reimburse you your $1.50.
Will they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do they know you're not lying?
Well, you can only hope that you're not lying.
Well, I'm not lying, but I'm saying, how do they know?
Well, you got to be a trustworthy person, or they won't
give
you money back.
See, I won't get my money.
But I think those sticky notes are people that lost actual money. I don't know. I'm pretty sure our HR department is not going to have any access to the credit card reader that somebody stuck on there that we don't know who.
I don't care about that as long as they give me my $1.50 in money back or whatever.
Or just a drink. Right?
I hate it with the coffee cups, the K-cups that we have.
Yeah.
And there'll be like some of the areas are out completely. And like you're pushing the buttons in and you push the wrong button and it's like it's the one that has nothing in it.
And it doesn't know that it's empty? So it still charges you?
No, I'm the one that pushed the wrong button.
But I'm saying it should let you push a different button.
No.
No, it doesn't know it's empty, so they just blow air thinking it's pushing a K-cup out.
That's not your fault. That's a crappy design.
No, he punched the wrong button.
That's understandable.
I just sniff real good then. Try to get some coffee blend. Yeah, just look happy that way.
I thought you usually come prepared in the morning. What happened, Tom?
I ran through them faster than usual today. I drank my two Cokes already. I needed another one.
Wow. Okay, maybe
it's Monday. It's Monday.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, that's something that gets me upset. And I'm not alone. I mean, people have had those things fall over on them because they got so mad. Or maybe they were just trying to steal. I can't remember. But people, they get mad. And I lose it on a Coke machine. That makes me angry.
I hardly ever use it. So I don't know. I don't have that same problem.
You don't use any snack machines?
Not usually.
So you're cursing at the Coke machine?
Yeah, I think I did curse. I kicked too, but that hurt my toe.
Yeah, someone's walking around the corner going, are you okay?
I'm telling you, man. If it wasn't where we work, I would have probably actually broke it. But I'll get in trouble for that here.
I don't like the extra charge that they're making you pay an extra quarter.
Me either.
Yeah. It's like the ATMs. Like if you don't go to that certain bank, they're charging you like, and then I saw like some report it's like $5 now.
Yeah. Wow. So take out 20.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, if it's not your bank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, they got the money in there.
Yeah, it's a scam. Big scam.
It is.
Anyway, it owes me a Coke or a Pepsi or something.
Hey, it's just like Jinx, ain't it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.